Well, in recent years, there's been quite a focus on the sheer amount of waste we produce at home, from drinking straws and plastic bags to food wrapping. But what about the waste we produce when we go to the doctor or have surgery? Well, nurses and doctors say the whole healthcare industry is battling a waste crisis, with many items that were once reused over and over again now single use and thrown straight in the bin. Amelia Turzon has been taking a look.
This operating nurse at a private hospital in Sydney watches what goes in the bin at the end of every surgery.
A lot of the single-use items include syringes. They include kidney dishes, single-use instruments such as diathermy, light handles that are made of plastic. Every operation probably collects at least a bin, I don't know how big, but a bin of plastic.
And how are you feeling at the end of an operation when you just see a big bin full of this stuff?
Yeah, from an environmental standpoint, it's quite devastating. Not knowing where it's getting processed, I guess, is the next, struggle.
Do you know where it goes?
No. Short answer would be no.
Go back just a few decades and many items in hospitals like surgical gowns or metal instruments were used over and over again. But that is no longer the case with the rise of single-use plastics and even metal instruments like tweezers are now only used once and then thrown away. The Australian Medical Association's Dr. Ken Sing Lim says it's an issue across the whole industry.
This is not a problem only in hospitals. This is a problem with the whole health industry. We have become more and more reliant on single-use items than items which require a lot of packaging. The rationale behind a lot of this is that it is about trying to reduce or minimize the risk of spread of illness or disease. However, there is a very strong argument that we have gone over the top with this.
Mayam Godrat is a research fellow at Western Sydney University, and she's been trying to figure out how much waste hospitals and clinics in her region are producing.
They keep producing this waste without measuring it. They just generate this waste and then dump them.
The Victorian Public Healthcare System's latest estimates have it producing more than 40,000 tonnes of solid waste every year alone, with just a fifth of this being recycled. But some hospitals and clinics are trying to do better. Forbes McGain is an anaesthetist that got fed up with all the waste being generated at his workplace, Western Health Private Hospital in Melbourne.
So you were throwing out the drug trays you used, the anaesthetic breathing circuits, the plastic in terms of dishes and the gowns. They're all being thrown away.
So he decided to push for a waste audit and a financial analysis to see if single-use items were actually cheaper in the long run.
And what we showed, in fact, was that it wasn't correct, that the assumption that disposable was better and cheaper was not correct.
The hospital ended up bringing back some reusable items, and it's now saving $100,000 a year.
We have reusable drug trays. We have reusable laryngoscope blades, which is what you use to put, tubes down people's throats. We have reusable face masks. I really want to stress that reducing and reusing is actually more important than recycling because it saves more money. And it's actually a better outcome overall.
The hospital has been recycling some items that can't currently be reused, mostly PVC items like saline bags. After rolling out at Western Health, the scheme is now collecting about 15 tonnes every month of PVC items from 170 hospitals nationally and then recycling it at a facility in Victoria. That's a conversation our nurse in Sydney is now wanting to have too.
Yeah, I've spoken to a few colleagues and then now sort of looking, how management would feel if we were to address this issue in a larger space.
One of the operating nurses who get to watch all the stuff that's thrown away where she works, Amelia Turzon, with that story.